Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice, and peace, love, and happiness to you all. Today, I want to start the podcast out a little bit differently. I want to express gratitude, and I am grateful for this podcast. I am grateful for the people that listen to the episodes of the podcast. I am grateful to the people that have purchased their copy of the Uplifting Words Mastermind Productivity Journal. But yesterday, I am so grateful because yesterday was my son's birthday. He happened to be turning 11. And I was just watching as his sister came over and showed him love. And even though they're age difference is kind of huge, like she's 22 and he's 11 and they're from two different mothers, they get along so well together. Like they really act like they've been brought up together this entire time. Like, it's amazing, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful to be able to sit here and watch this little boy growing up. This is just the feeling of being a parent and seeing your offspring just growing and, starting to notice things that he's doing, becoming his own person, making some of his own decisions, the way that he is, the way that he perceives things and how he acts and things like that. I mean, I'm just so grateful to be able to see this and to have a wife that treats my daughter, even though she's not her biological mother, but to have my wife treat my daughter like she was her biological daughter. I mean, I'm just so grateful for everything. Like, I have a family that really gets along. And even though we are, blended, I guess, kind of, we are not seen as that. I mean, it's crazy. So just gratitude all the way around, folks. I hope everybody else can look at their lives and see things that they can express gratitude for. And that's a perfect way to start off the day, by the way. In case you were wondering, when you first wake up in the morning, expressing gratitude for the things that you have going on, it just gets you in a better mood to start off. It gets you looking more at the things that you have and the possibilities for the day, instead of thinking about things that you might be lacking in or something that you think that you're missing out on or, you know, some other crap like that. So I would suggest every day when you wake up, reflect on things to be grateful for and look at what you have in your life and just honestly and genuinely be happy for that. And today I just kind of woke up and that's what I was feeling, especially since, you know, and this always seems to happen to me. Am I the only one around birthdays, like important birthdays, like myself and like some close family members? You just watching time as it goes on, like time is progressing on. Like, I remember when my daughter was born, I remember like it was yesterday, and she's now graduated from George Mason, and I mean, man, just time just flies by, and she has her own life, and she's got her own plans going on, like, she's just totally her own person. And then my son, like, he's just hit 11 years old yesterday. I mean, what do we have, like, oh my goodness, is he pre-teenager now? Is that what we got? Once again, oh my goodness. So, just gratitude all the way around. I'm all up in my feels today. So, that's where the beginning part of this podcast is coming from. I shared one picture on Facebook. You know, some people, they get really itchy about sharing pictures of their children on social media. But, yeah, I shared a picture of the both of them together, like their hug. She came over and surprised him. He wasn't expecting her to stop by the house for his birthday, even though it was his birthday. But he was genuinely excited to see her. And, you know, they just kind of carry on like as if she was 11, too. And that's what's funny about it. So, but anyway, how is everybody else doing? Still dealing with this pandemic situation, even though it seems like places are slowly but surely reopening back up. I know, shout out to the people that have been working this entire time, though. A lot of industries, they were forced to kind of lay off some other employees, but some other employees stayed around working. And due to the fact that it was kind of a skeleton crew working, and I guess I'm mainly talking about like places like restaurants. I don't know if like hospitals and stuff laid off workers because they needed to beef up their employments. But places like restaurants maybe, and maybe some other kind of face-to-face, customer-to-customer business establishments, a lot of them are going to need vacation. Because a lot of them have been having to work, and it's been getting busy. Like, especially restaurants that have stayed open and concentrated on their takeout or their delivery services. Like, these people have been getting it in these last couple of months. I mean, a lot of them, they've been working with minimal days off, having to kind of keep up with what feels like normal business operations, even though everything is takeout. And having to do that, you know, with just a handful of people instead of everything kind of being fully staffed. So shout out to the people that have been continuing to work and continuing to basically carry the load of the country, because that's what people have been doing. And it seems like the people that have been in the lower paying, tedious jobs that everybody was kind of talking about before all this started. When people were hollering about how minimum wage needs to be $15, and somebody would say, why do you need $15? You're just hitting numbers on a cashier. You're just cooking food. You're just serving food. Well, you know what? These last couple of months, those people that have been doing that have been keeping this country afloat. So just shout out to those guys. They are going to need a break after this. And the way that these places are set up, I don't think they're going to get one. So, restaurant workers, proud of you guys. I know it's a hard grind. Hospital workers, I know you guys have been grinding. A lot of y'all have been doing like some 12, 13-hour shifts, and nobody thinks to say thank you a lot of the times, but I would like to say thank you. And we are glad that you guys are or have been on the case this entire time. So people that have been laid off, I wonder if you've been taking this as a time to kind of reset and refocus and recommit. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm a part of. It's kind of part of my blog. I have a link for that in the show notes too, but it's kind of a weird name. It's kind of set up so that it'd be easier to remember. It's 9w6e.com. Did I say that right? I hope I said that right. Whatever it is, it'll be in the description. And that's the start of my new blog. I'll be talking about wine. I'll be talking about personal development and growth. And may have a couple of products there that'll help enhance your lives. You know, my coffee product is going to be there. And once again, like, another shout out to Valentis. Not only do they do coffee, they do cocoa. They've got this, the Emulin C that I'm on. It's really been helping out with, like, you know, little minor aches and pains and things like that. It kind of helps get rid of that stuff. I mean, this is a whole health and wellness company that we're talking about here, and they've got, more than 20 products. The coffee is their main number one product, and I'm a daily coffee drinker, so it's kind of easy for me to switch over and drink that every day. But they've also got, like I said, the cocoa, they've got like sprays, they've got beauty products, they've got just products that'll help you, you know, get through daily life. So definitely that's going to be linked in the show notes, and go ahead and check them out. So what I'm talking about today in the podcast is our ability and what people have shown to kind of press on. And I'm going to come at it from a couple of different angles, because some people have had to press on because they didn't have a choice, because the only other alternative would be to, you know, kind of fall away and wither and die, basically. So let's talk about our steadfastness and our ability to adapt and change to what's going to be a new normal in this country. And we don't know what that looks like yet, but a new normal is coming. So let me take a quick break and talk about a couple of companies that's helping us out in the podcast, and I will be right back. Well, hello, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And this episode of the Uplifting Words podcast, I want to talk about or kind of congratulate all of us as we have kind of collectively moved through this pandemic and tried to adjust to this new normal that we are going to have. And nobody knows exactly how everything is going to play out. And I think that people who try to predict how everything is going to happen is a little foolhardy. Before I get started really into it, shout out to the people who have been continuously working through this. Now, a couple of industries, and maybe I'm talking about the restaurant and service industry in particular. Some of the people were laid off from work, yes. But some of the other people, they have continued to work through this whole thing. They've had to work with less than minimal staff. They've had to work crazy hours also. And a lot of it was without a lot of thanks, without a lot of breaks. A lot of restaurants who continue to do their takeout service or the delivery services, the cooks in the restaurant had to stay on and work. And they would be working, it felt like, usual dinner rush hours with a handful of people. Because most of the people would be, some of the people that weren't seen as essential were laid off. So after all this is over, I think some of the restaurant workers are going to need to take vacation. Even though that's not going to be possible, and I know that. But just shout out to the industries who have been working and the people who have continued to work through this pandemic. Even though they might have had reduced staff, they might have, that's the big thing, you know, trying to handle a normal dinner rush, and you would normally have like 5 or 6 people helping out. You now have 3, maybe 4. And people that have never worked in the food service industry, or any service industry for that matter, I don't think you realize just how rough that is and just how tired these people are. So shout out to the first responders and the healthcare professionals and all those other professionals that have been working. But, you know, shout out to the people who have kind of taken this economy on their backs and pushed it through this pandemic. The people that were saying that minimum wage should be a little bit higher, and other people were kind of clowning them, saying, like, what do you need $15 an hour for? Well, you know what? Those people are the people that have carried this economy through these last couple of months. And I'm talking like we're out of it yet. We're not out of it yet. It's just kind of easing some of the restrictions or relaxing the policies that have been in place just to get the country kind of rolling a little bit. We'll see what happens. But man, just when you go out to your restaurants, because I know people are going to start going, just remember to be kind. Like, that's it. Be kind, because a lot of the people that have been there, they've never stopped working. So in addition to that, in addition to the whole being grateful for what you have thing, what I want to talk about is people in the struggle, which kind of ties in here. But people who need the struggle specifically is what I'm talking about. Now I know as parents, and I talked about my kid having his birthday and him turning 11. As a parent, you want to make things easier for your child. I understand that. I know that it was done to me. I tried to do it for my daughter when she was younger. Like I said, she's now 22, and you know, she's kind of got her own thing going on. But unfortunately, some of the things that I've done, I've probably hurt more than helped. And I'm talking about trying to make things easier or trying to shield my kids from having to go through certain things. Now, there comes a point in time in everybody's life where you got to do it on your own. And mom and daddy is not going to be there for you. Or even if they are there for you, they're not going to be able to do whatever the thing is that you got to do. You have to go through that struggle. And I just want to encourage everybody to not look at their struggle as a negative. Look at their struggle as something that is necessary through the course of life. I mean, we're all going to struggle. And we all have to develop on our own, and nobody else can do that for us. Now, being a parent, of course, you don't want to hear that. You don't want your kids to have to go through anything rough. You don't want them to have to struggle with anything. You want to be able to help them out at any point in time. But unfortunately, and you see a lot of this also in like with animals and nature, some things that we might deem as rough or barbaric, like when animals might leave their young to kind of fend for themselves, with some of the earlier stages of development, like that it's necessary, just like a caterpillar going through that stage of being in its cocoon. And when it starts to struggle to get out of the cocoon as a butterfly, like there isn't anybody there to kind of cut that cocoon a little bit to make it easier for the caterpillar to wiggle out of. Like, it's got to go through that. And I think metaphorically, the people that are in, or those of us that are in our cocoons and we are struggling to break free, this is the time where we realize that we have to do this on our own. There's going to be a time that comes when my son is going to realize that I have to do this and my parents aren't going to be here to help me. So I want to encourage everybody to embrace their struggle, embrace the thing that might be causing them pain, and face it. And I know a lot of people during this pandemic, maybe they've taken this time to face whatever that thing is that's been hampering them. And they're now ready to overcome it as we kind of step back into some sort of a daily normal routine. And I know I'm really guilty of this, though. When our children are in battles, or when they've got something that we know that they've got to fight against, like, we want to step in there and fight that for them. And it's just kind of hard to restrict ourselves from just jumping in there. That's the reason why I put him in like Taekwondo, to have him kind of face those things that he was scared of. And he had that time when he was trying to break that board and he couldn't do it, and it took him a couple of tries. Man, as a matter of fact, there was one where like everybody in the class had broken the board that was taking their test to get their next color for their belt. And of course, my son was last, and he didn't break it on the first try where all the other kids did. And man, he was up there struggling. He was crying. It took him like 3 or 4 opportunities to break it. But once he did break it and he saw that he could do it on his own, there was this thing that just kind of happened to him. And that's something that I couldn't give to him. That realization that, yeah, I can do this, or realizing that, yes, I am enough. I can do this particular thing. Man, that was really, really a proud moment for me there. And the only thing that I can do is try to put him in situations where he can prove to himself that, yes, he can do it. Yes, he can win. He can beat whatever this thing is that's in front of him. And I think as parents, that's kind of all we can do. Is when they're young, when our kids are young, try to put them in positions where they can, where they're going to struggle, they're going to be tested, but they're going to win out. And we try to do that, even though knowing that not everything they're going to win out against, like, that's something else that we need to teach. You're not going to win at everything. Like, everything is not an opportunity for you to win or lose. And especially as young kids, they just focused on, if you didn't win, then you lost. Like, there is no, they don't see a learning experience in situations that they get into. And for him, I know he's really like, if you didn't win, then you're a loser. And man, that's something else rough. And that's something I'm really trying to get through his head. Like, you don't have to look at everything like you win or you lost. Like, what did you learn? What did you get out of this experience? And hopefully one day when he grows up, he might remember the stuff that I tried to teach him. He'll remember the times when I was talking to him and he wanted me to just get away from him and leave him alone. That's one thing that I realized from my mom now that I'm a lot older. A lot of times when she was talking and she was harping on me and she would, you know, say the same thing over and over again, and I wish she would just shut up and leave me alone. Like, I remember that stuff, and that stuff comes back being an adult, and it helps me out when it comes time for me to make a decision. So I'm hoping that he'll get the same thing, because, you know, sometimes our parents, we talk to our kids and their eyes glaze over and you can tell that they're off on another world, they're off on another planet. But I believe those are the times where they remember and they retain the most, whether they want to admit it or not. So for those of us who have kids, keep pressing on, keep talking to them. It's going to hit one day. One day when they're grown and they're facing a particular situation, they're going to remember the words that you spoke. Speaking life, that's what I'm talking about, because you can speak death over your children's life, they'll remember that too. So there's times where I can remember my father calling me an idiot for something that I guess he figured that I should know how to do, but I didn't know how to do it. And, you know, if he didn't show me, then how was I supposed to know how to do it? But anyway, those are my hangups. Those are things that I have that I'm dealing with. And as a parent, I know there are those things that happen and you hope that your child doesn't take it the wrong way, like however you react. But they are. They're going to take it the wrong way. Like, it's human nature. There's not going to be, I don't think there's any child alive that has any memory of their parent doing something and they take it the wrong way when their parents actually meant for maybe the opposite. So, but anyway, keep talking to your children. They're getting it. They're going to get it. And, you know, we let them out into this world and they have to struggle on their own. They have to break out of that cocoon on their own. Now, there is some people who never come out of that cocoon. They never, they kind of stay in that little safe area for their entire lives. Those are the people that don't learn how to fly. Those are the people that don't live like they see the life that everybody else, or they think that everybody else is living. They want that life, but they don't know how to go out and get it because they stayed in their cocoon for so long. So, but anyway, I just want to encourage people to keep up with the struggle, keep on. And I know this was more about parents and their kids. But like I said, going through seeing my son and his development and my daughter and her development, the only thing that you can do as a parent is hope that the times that you've talked to them, even if they weren't listening to you, that some of it got through and some of it stuck. And yeah, they're going to go out here and make stupid decisions. They're going to mess up. And you can't fight that battle. Like when they make a major mistake, you can help them out as much as possible. But unfortunately, you cannot fight that for them. So coming out on the other side of the pandemic, as it seems like we are starting to do, I can only hope that everybody's ready to fight to come out of their own cocoon. Like Eric Thomas says, put your hands up, but don't put your hands up to say, I give up. Put your hands up to fight. And that's what I'm trying to teach my children, like, to fight and enjoy the fight, unfortunately, because you got to struggle. So that's what I have. I have encouragement for people that might be going through it. Encouragement for our parents who are dealing with kids. You know, shout out to the schools. We had to go pick up my son's belongings from school a couple of days ago. So, you know, that I think a school is kind of officially over for them for this year. And we don't know if they're going to go back in the fall or how it's going to look going back into the fall. You know, just a lot of questions, a lot of stuff that we don't know. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm not at a point where, like, I have to know where how everything is going to happen or where all the chips are going to fall. And I don't know if that's a level of maturity or if that's just like, you know, there's just been so much news out there that maybe I've just been overloaded with news, whether it's truth or whether it's fake. I just feel like I've been overloaded. So I'm ready to just see, like, as it comes is how I'm going to take it. And I'm going to respond to it that way. So, by the way, that might not be the best way to take every situation in life. You know, got to plan for something sometime. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening. I encourage you all. I hope you're at a point where you can reset, refocus, and recommit. If you're having to do that for yourself, or if you're having to do that for a child, for your children, I hope this time was you were able to do that, and you're ready to come out on the other side of this thing and, you know, conquer and just prevail and, you know, live your life how you were supposed to live it. Because that's what I want for each and every single one of you folks listening to this podcast. So thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And don't forget, follow me on my various forms of social media. I'm on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover. You can also follow me or find me on Facebook under the name DeCorsi Williams. And I also have my blog address in the show notes to this podcast. So wonderful weekend, guys, and I'll talk to you in the next one.